Hello and welcome to Condensed History Gems. It's Friday, that means it's a fast five. This week, you've got Gem. And I wanted to, occasionally this happens. We don't know what we're going to be, well, we have an idea what we're going to say, but we don't know what the other person's going to say. So last week's Fast Five was Greg being distracted by a cat that then got him thinking about the evolution of the domesticated dog. So let's not go there. If you want to know more about that, then by all means listen to Greg's Fast Five from last week. This is also, in a way, a little bit of a teaser, because in a few weeks' time, we are going to be talking about the Stone Age. And what I wanted to talk about now, because I'm going to avoid what Greg said, and indeed what the topics we're going to be talking about in a few weeks' time, but I wanted to talk just a little bit about, first of all, the Stone Age itself doesn't get an awful lot of love. I remember that my first history book in school had one page. It was basically a book about the history of England. The first page was all the Stone Age stuff. Then the next couple of pages were the Celts, Romans, but really it got going after 1066. But the point is that just having that one page to summarise all of prehistoric culture is ridiculous and ludicrous. And it does lead you to the point about firsts. So Greg was talking about, you know, exactly when were dogs domesticated. Again, listen to his one if you want to know more about that. But it's worth thinking about some of the other things that human beings had to struggle with firsts. For example, now this is going to sound weird, but let's talk about milk, dairy, and cheese. You see, it turns out human beings fundamentally are lactose intolerant. Now, obviously, mother's milk is designed for baby humans and is very, very good for us. But cow milk is designed for baby cows and not baby humans. And therefore, there were thousands of years where human beings, rather stubbornly, quite frankly, were willing to chug down milk, cheese and butter, and get gassy about it, and probably get stomach cramps about it, and generally have a fairly horrible time of it. But eventually, through sheer bloody-mindedness, we managed to create a resistance to lactose, and we became tolerant to it. And that was really important, because cheese, as silly as it sounds nowadays, we take it completely for granted, but if you think about it for a moment, that's an awful lot of nutrients. That's things like calcium and obviously fat as well. There's lots of good things. I mean, obviously you eat too much cheese, you can get a bit fat, but it's a huge amount of energy and nutrition to carry around with you. So whereas milk's good, cheese is even better. It goes back thousands of years. The oldest cheese, we get these fatty remains on skeletons in ancient China. They're about 3,500 years old, 4,000 possibly. So we are going back into, you know, into the Neolithic era with cheese at the earliest, or that's the earliest we can prove it at the moment, I should say. But linked to that, of course, is agriculture as a whole. Actually stopping and no longer doing the hunt and gathering, and instead staying in an area, actually planting seeds and standing around waiting for it to grow, hoping that it would grow. Obviously, we know it'll work, but did they know it in the beginning? That was a huge leap. And modern civilization, sedentary populations, cities couldn't exist if we hadn't have invented crops. But the one I wanted to finish on is perhaps one of the funniest ones. We have very little evidence about this, but I just want to point out to you mushrooms. The thing about fungi is some of them are delicious, and we all, most of us, enjoy a good mushroom on perhaps a pizza or inside a pasta sauce or something like that. They're pretty good. But some of them are deadly poisonous, and some of them are hallucinogenic. So you gotta feel sorry for our ancient ancestors who picked these mushrooms, shoved them in their gobs, And who knew what was going to happen next? Everyone, presumably in the tribe, would stand there and watch Ugg. And if he keeled over, it's like, right, we're not eating the red top ones. They're poisonous. There must have been an embarrassing amount of trial and error around eating mushrooms before we could work out which ones were safe to eat. So there we go. Lots of firsts, a little bit about the Stone Age there, gone slightly over the 5 minutes. Thank you very much for listening. There's going to be more good condensed history gems, historical goodness on Tuesdays when we have the longer podcast. Thank you for listening.